There's more yoga mats here in front if anybody needs. And so first we just relax the body. And at times for that it can be helpful to briefly tense it up. So if you like, maybe we could start by briefly tensing up the feet and the legs and then relaxing them. Briefly tensing up the torso, arms and hands and relaxing them. And then briefly tensing up the facial muscles and gritting the teeth and relaxing. Allowing all the body weight to sink into the ground. And to weigh off the whole body in the sitting posture. End of the process of breathing. Way of that process of breathing, not in the form of an exclusive focus on the breath, but just as an integral part of whole body awareness. Body lying and breathing. And wherever you like to be aware of the breath, nostril or back of the throat, chest, abdomen, no particular location, doesn't matter. Whatever works for you. And if we feel that we get sleepy particularly, then it's a good idea to lift up half of the arm just to make sure that we don't fall asleep. And now the time has come for us to die. When we were born, we came without anything, any possessions or clothes. Whatever things we accumulated in the duration of our life, whatever we own or possessions, all of that we will now have to leave behind. Others will be using it, or it will be discarded. Naked we came, naked we go. And when we were born, we were given a name. And in the course of our life, we may have changed that name, becoming monastic or acquiring, getting married, acquiring various titles. That name that for others signifies who we are in society, our roles, our contributions, our responsibilities. All of that, now we have to leave it behind. Others may continue what we did, or may not continue. But all of that, now we have to leave behind. Nameless we came, nameless we go. And when we were born into a certain family. That was our first relationships. And out of that and other circumstances of our life, we have developed our circle of close ones, dear ones, relatives. All of them we now have to leave behind. They have to continue without us. Alone we came, alone we go. And as the process of dying sets in, out of these four elements, earth, water, fire and wind, standing representative for solidity, cohesion, temperature and motion, out of these four elements, the first element over which we lose control is the earth element. The body starts to feel very heavy. We are losing our ability to move it around the way we used to. And if others are present who are looking after us, they will also find the body subjectively more heavy. Subjectively more heavy because it has lost its internal structure, making it more difficult to move our body around. The earth element is dissolving. Feels like we are oppressed by a heavy weight. Next, the water element. The body loses control over the bodily liquids. And those who are by our sides might see that we lose urine or that water dribbles out of our eyes. And we feel so thirsty. Water. Water, I want water. But we can no longer communicate. Sometimes those around us may see how we open the mouth and stretch out the tongue. Water, I'm so thirsty. Body is losing control over the water element. And the fire element. Bodily warmth. Next, the body is losing control over the fire element. The feet and the hands start to become cold. Those who are around us will see that hand and feet slowly become of a slightly bluish color. And from the extremities of the limbs, we feel the cold is slowly edging in towards the heart. Loss of control over the fire element. We feel so cold. And the wind element, the respiration. More and more difficult to take a breath. Those around us will see how belabored our breathing has become. Very short. In-breath, very long exhalation, gasping for breath. Body is no longer able to take in the required amount of oxygen. Until, with the last exhalation, we let go. Letting go of this body. With the last exhalation, letting it die. And after the breath, as a manifestation of the wind element, has left the body for good, it keeps cooling down. Until all of the fire element has left. The liquids dribble out, dry up. The flesh rots away. Only the bones are left. The earth element. Eventually also to fall apart. and lying down on the floor as we do now, we might become in particular aware of the skeleton inside of our body. Just being aware to the extent to which we can know it, of the skeleton as a reminder of our mortality, of the ultimate destiny of this body to fall apart. No need to strain ourselves to distinctly feel the skeleton, just knowing it is there. Some parts, maybe where we touch the ground, we can feel some of the bones more distinctly. But just knowing is enough. And this knowing of the skeleton inside of our body can always be used as a shorthand when we are walking or standing, sitting, lying, whatever it is, as a shorthand reminder of the practice we just did in detail. The practice of meditating on the process of dying. The practice of bravely, courageously facing our own mortality. Look, the whole world is running away from this. The whole world is running away from their own shadow. And here we are, together, courageously, bravely facing it. Facing our own shadow instead of running away from it. And the more we face it, the easier it becomes. The more we face it, the more we realize how important it is to allow death to become part of our life. This is a process of healing in a way, of becoming whole, of no longer ignoring the fact of mortality. And with that clear recognition of our mortality through having meditatively gone through the process of dying, and also with the appreciation of the significance of this practice we are doing now, we may now slowly, gently come out of that corpse posture and get into the sitting posture. Just very slowly, gently, with mindfulness. If possible, still aware of the skeleton, intermittently from here to there. And being in the sitting posture, aware of the whole body, aware of the skeleton, we are also aware of the process of breathing. Again, not as an exclusive focus on the breath alone, but awareness of the breath as part of whole body awareness. And aware of that distinction, that difference between inhalations and exhalations. The breath coming in and the breath moving out. Just knowing whether the breath is moving in or out, without using for that purpose an exclusive focus on the breath, but simply as part, an integral part of whole body awareness. Whole body awareness in the sitting posture. And if we wish, within that whole body awareness also, the understanding of the skeleton. The seated skeleton as a reminder of the fact of mortality within our own body. Using the skeleton to make it absolutely clear to ourselves that what we are talking about here is this body of mine being bound to fall apart. Disintegrate. And now, without changing the natural rhythm of the breath, breath stays the way it is, we relate it to awareness of the uncertainty when death will come. I am certainly going to die. But I do not know when. It could even, in principle, happen right now. I cannot be absolutely sure even of the next breath. And with every inhalation, that clear understanding, this could be my last breath. And with every exhalation, we relax and let go. Natural breathing, not in any way interfering with the breath. Just a matter of paying attention or giving emphasis in the mind. With the inhalation, emphasis on the understanding that I cannot be completely sure this could even be my last breath. And with every exhalation, we relax and let go. Relax and let go. By joining these two types of reflections to the inhalations and exhalations respectively, we can fine-tune the practice. Suppose this recollection of death is getting too challenging, we feel we get agitated, then we no longer join the inhalation to the reflection. And just when the exhalations are there, give emphasis to relaxing and letting go. Relaxing and letting go. But at other times, when the fact of mortality just doesn't want to sink into the mind, we could give more importance to the reflection related to the inhalation, to the understanding that this could be, in principle, my last breath. I can't be sure. In this way, we can fine-tune the practice, tailor it to our present moment needs. Make sure that this does not become too much, but also that we do not miss the main point. This precious opportunity, here as we are all together, to learn to face our mortality. What better time could there be than now? We don't start studying only on the day of exam. We don't start exercising only on the day of competition. Similarly, it would be foolish to start preparing for death when death is already at hand. We need to prepare to train ourselves in the art of dying. And training in the art of dying is training in the art of living. Coming fully alive through facing our own shadow. Through allowing death to be part of our life. Whole body awareness, awareness of the skeleton and the breath. Every inhalation, this could be the last. Every exhalation, relax and let go. Step by step, slowly and gradually, we come to find ease in this type of practice. It is challenging, of course. But it is indispensable that we learn to live with death. This one meditation practice has the potential to transform our whole life. To clarify our priorities. What do I really want to do with the time that is still left for me to live? What is really important? What do I want to have completed and done before I have to leave? What is the meaning I can give to my life in the face of death? And in facing our mortality, in trying to find a meaning for our life in the face of death, we are so close to the Buddha when he was still in quest of awakening. Why, being subject to death, should we just run after things that are also subject to death? That is his reflection. And by allowing death, our own mortality, the mortality of others, to touch our heart, to allow it to open and flower, we are following in the tracks of the Buddha. In that which motivated him to go forth in search for the deathless. Whole body awareness, skeleton inside of the body, breathing in, breathing out. This could be the last breath, relaxing and letting go. This could be the last breath, and even if it is not the last breath, it is certainly one breath closer to death. With every breath, we are coming closer to death. And we are preparing for it. We are getting ready for it. We are training ourselves in the art of dying. And through training ourselves in the art of dying, we become so much more alive. To this precious opportunity, of giving meaning to our life. Of making the best of our potential. I will soon be ringing the bell, and then it is time for some walking meditation. Or if you like to stay in the hall, of course, you're welcome. And you can decide if you like to continue with the practice of recollection of death by being aware of the skeleton doing the walking, skeleton walking, or if it feels more appropriate to allow more room for reflection, maybe sitting down or even taking notes if you wish, and just reflect on death. What does it mean to me? What would happen if I had really died when Analia was giving this guided instruction? What are those things that I would have wished I had done and that I have left undone? And looking forwards into the future, what are the things that are really important for me in my life? What should I give emphasis to? How can I simplify my life, my relationships, so that what I really care for, gets enough of my time and attention? Such type could be the reflections. If you wish. As part of our mindfulness practice, always to check in where we are, where is the mind, and then accordingly we decide it wants stillness, I'll just walk. It wants to reflect on what we just did, then I reflect. Have about half an hour time for that, and then there will be a bell rung and we come back into the hall.